Ulster Unionist councillor Jim Rogers voted for pulling down the Athletics doors. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, William.
Why did you vote that way?
For the simple reason, the building is unsafe. It's in dreadful condition. I have fought long and hard during 20 years in Belfast City Council to retain historic buildings, but this is one I couldn't support in maintaining simply because of the condition of it. I've been in the Athletic stores on numerous occasions over the last few years, and the state of it has just got worse and worse and worse, and the quicker it's demolished, the better. And this new development put up, it'll be in everyone's interest in the city once we see what's being planned.
Rita Harkin is from the Ulster Architectural Heritage Society. Good morning to you, Rita.
Morning.
You've been campaigning to save this building.
We have, and we were trying to get the message across that, you know, the conservation and commerce go hand in hand, and we have gone as far as providing an alternative solution to demonstrate how this building is not beyond repair. And in fact, the reports that come in from the structural engineers do not concur that the building is unsafe, and actually it's currently occupied by the...
It's not unsafe, you're saying?
No, no. Well, it's currently occupied by the athletic stores, and recently was occupied by a bridal shop. It's not, as far as we see, it's not beyond repair, but certainly as far as facade retention, that is feasible, and this is an option we've put forward. And so the message really has to be today that that historic buildings are key to long-term economic prosperity of this place, and that gives identity is a key backdrop for the tourism industry. And I say we want the department to engage with us and to explore, as per the policy demands, the potential to at least retain its facade, if not more, of the building.
Jim, if the building's currently occupied, how can it be unsafe?
Well, the ground floor is occupied. The other floors are in dreadful condition, and that has been confirmed by structural engineers.
Can't they be refurbished?
Surveyors. It's not basically sound. The ground floor is not in great condition either, but it's usable. But the other floors are anything but safe, and I would be worried that something could go wrong. And furthermore, a number of the bits of masonry have came off the building in recent years. In fact, one person was struck in the body, not seriously injured. So that's the reason why I'm pushing now. After 2 long years, when the owner of the building has been put to the wall in this whole issue, and I would appeal to Rita and her organisation, the Ulster Architectural Heritage Society, to back off now. They fought a battle. They haven't won on this occasion, but I know that the applicant, as well as their representatives, want to work with organisations like Rita's to see this new building go up, which, as you're probably aware, is going to be a 7-storey complex with apartments, shops and basement parking facilities. And they are taking on board some of the concerns that have been expressed both by planners and the Ulster Architectural Heritage Society.
Rita, it has been reported that in order to refurbish this building, it would cost £4 million with the end value of £1.7 million.
Yeah, so, and we've devised an alternative proposal which shows the cost to be about 4.3, the value of about 5.8, making a profit of 1.5 million. This approach of a residential conversion or facade retention, neither of these approaches have been entertained by the developer or the planners, and we have put forward a report and there's been no engagement and response. And I think this is a very important test case for this building, not just this building, but for conservation areas right across Northern Ireland, that the policy asks that all efforts be made, all genuine efforts be made, and we're asking that those be explored before this building is condemned, because this is kind of a 1980s approach to development in the city. We need more, you know, a confident city. Every good progressive European city retains buildings like this. This debate would not even be happening elsewhere. But certainly in this case, we need to fully test out those options before we condemn the building.